This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The stuff we talk about on this program is not conspiracy, it's just fact. Things like the crime in major American cities, fact. The idea that Democrat mayors do nothing, governors do nothing, fact. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This is a show full of facts. The first hour I dedicated to facts. The left talk about fact check. We're going to fact check this, fact check that. You know, this is four Pinocchios or whatever. They are full of lies. Their fact checks are fact checking lie. I mean, how can you be a fact checker when you're the liar? It's the fox guarding the hen house. What about the facts surrounding Wu Flu? We'll get into a little bit more of that. But the wheels are coming off that wagon. And all you got to do is stay strong. They're talking about, we're not going to have enough healthcare workers if nurses quit or doctors quit. I say, get fired. Get fired and watch what happens when they don't have enough nurses to treat people. See, what they want is chaos. But they haven't figured it out. They haven't taken it to the end. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. We are going to survive. I will tell you, stock up, be prepared, get ready for some leaner times, but they can't handle an economy that craters. Even if they try to cheat in elections, let me tell you, there comes a point where you push people against the corner and they say enough is enough. I talked about it with white men. I'm writing comedy right now because we're getting ready to go on a comedy tour. And I was telling people, white guys will take so much before they finally say, okay, you do know we climb Mount Everest and want to build ships to go up and land on Mars. We can pretty much handle your little critical race theory, black people. I'm not minimizing black folks. I'm a proud black man. But I'm just saying, don't push people into a corner. Don't push me in a corner. So the Baltimore mayor said this. We should probably do something about these gangs. Did you hear this? It recently had more than 30 people killed in shootings in a single week. What do I talk about? I have a show every week where I talk about violence in America. It's Chicago, St. Louis. What? This one's Baltimore. St. Louis, Chicago had 16 people killed last week. It was crazy numbers. I thought it was six. It was on par with St. Louis. St. Louis and Chicago had almost the same number of people killed. St. Louis has one-fourth or one-fifth the population, I believe. Yeah, one-fifth. No, one-eighth the population of Chicago and had the same number of murders in a weekend. So anyway, here's Baltimore. 30 people killed in shootings in a single week. For most cities in the United States, this is hot air. That would be an alarming statistic that generated huge headlines and a public outcry. I'll put it to you this way. More people were killed in Baltimore in that week than youth who are killed by the Wu Flu. Whatever the number of youth that were shot, and I guarantee you there were some, 13, 15, under 17. How many people do you think are shot and killed under 17 in this country every week? Shot and killed. I'm not talking about hit by a truck. I'm not talking about drug overdoses. Well, here's what I'm going to give you a number. The number of kids shot and killed every week in America is more than the number of kids who die from Wu Flu in a month. Now, which is more threatening? They go on, they say, sadly, these days in Baltimore, it's just another day that ends in a Y. The city is on track to set another record for murders and shootings, something that's happened every year for quite a while now. But in a sign that even Baltimore's residents are reaching their limits, there were public demands for accountability and answers. See, this is why I keep telling you, you're winning. Public demands. What are you going to do? This led to a public meeting with three of the city's top officials at a church in West Baltimore last week. While residents were demanding action, the mayor, the city's attorney, and the police chief didn't have much to say that they hadn't heard before. And of course, none of them were ready to take any blame for their own policies failing to keep people alive. One of the residents noted that one of the fire department's regular assignments is to wash down the blood on sidewalks, something that has gone very wrong indeed. Firefighters washed blood from the 900 block of North Gilmore Street. The 26-year-old man shot multiple times there is one of more than 30 gunned down in Baltimore City over the past week, and many across the city are fed up. That's from the article. It gets better, folks. Thanks for listening to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Baltimore City Mayor, Police Chief, whatever, and City Attorney, they met at New Shiloh Baptist Church, and they were going to talk about the plan, and they admitted that the current strategies are not working. Past public safety practices have failed to keep our community safe from violence and harm. We cannot arrest our way out of a cultural violence, says Commissioner Michael Harrison. By the way, all black folks. Mayor Brandon Scott, formerly the president of the city council, ran for office on a promise to do something to lower the murder rate. It's only gone up since he was sworn in. State's attorney Marilyn Mosby, you probably remember her, who we've written about many times, they talk about in the past, has permanently ended prosecutions on low-level crimes in Baltimore, and she showed up to tell everyone she had no plans to change her approach. But one comment from Police Commissioner Michael Harrison really stands out as being an example of the mindset among the city's leadership. We cannot arrest our way out of a culture of violence. Now, whether you believe that or not, the fact is city's officials, Baltimore City elected officials for years have shown more interest in arresting their own police officers than gangbangers who effectively own and operate Baltimore. This is from the writer. He says, HBO series The Wire was more of a documentary than a drama for those not familiar with the situation. You may not be able to arrest your way out of a culture of violence, but you can at least try arresting some of the trigger men from the gangs and actually keep them locked up for a while. Yeah. I go back to what the Baltimore mayor said. We should probably do something about these gangs. You think? Remember when Stephanie Rollins Blake, she was more intent on convicting officers than solving crime. And oh, she was very interested in illegals. You're in for a great hour of radio. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Day 15,217 of my challenge of leftists to come on my show and spit out their nonsense and let's debate openly, publicly, and none will accept. I'm just making that day up, but the fact is they won't debate. Leftists don't want to debate because they know they're wrong. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Why Would You Debate If You Know You're Going to Get Your Butt Kicked? I mean, why would you do it? See, I don't mind. If you say to me, Kevin, if the leftists invited me and said, let's have a debate, I know they would be confident to do this. You know, they would be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to kick his butt. I would accept because I don't have the idea that I'm going to lose. See, what I'm trying to tell you is the left know they're going to lose. I don't know if you guys know this story. I haven't told it in a while. But there was a time when I was on Fox. And I was talking to the management team, and they said, let's figure out how to set up a debate or something like that. I forget where I was going on some show. And when I called them, I said, well, where are we at on that? I think it was Laura Ingraham's show. I said, where are we at on this? And they go, well, Kevin, we can't find anybody to debate you. I said, get out of here. They said, well, do you know somebody? So I gave out names, Michael Eric Dyson, Richard Fowler, the usual suspects, Cornel West, Mark Lamont Hill, etc. And then you know what happened? Nothing. None of them would accept. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, any of them. I remain, you know, I'm going to say it again. I will debate any of them on any of the issues that they're talking about. Al Sharpton is in the valley in Del Rio, Texas, talking about the, you know, rights of people. We're going to stand up for human rights of people. And he's a liar. And I would call him out. I'd say, Al, you've been standing up for human rights. And it's funny how people who you stand up for their human rights seem to lose their dignity. They seem to lose the very thing you fight for. It seems like Al Sharpton standing up for Al Sharpton. And I would go piece by piece. I would dismantle that man. I don't blame him for not debating me. But whatever number of days it's been, because if you've been listening to me for a while, you know there's been two people that accepted my challenge. One white guy, one black guy. They accepted my challenge. And publicly, I was very cordial. We have the clips. We don't throw anything away. We're like hoarders when it comes to this show. And I have the clips. And I defeated them, and then I gave them homework. And I said, now, you've had your butt kicked, but I want to give you, it's like doing a champ, you know, when you beat up somebody, you go, now, I'll give you another shot. You know, you want to go and regroup, you want to train, hone your skills, and come back. Come on back. But I gave them facts. Go check this out. Go check that out. Go do this. Go do that. I mean, I was just, bang, just pummeling them, and neither of them came back. So there you have it. And it is wide open. I say it not all the time, but enough to where people go, oh, there's this black dude. I don't want to say I'm the Kimbo Slice, you know, going out doing street fights. Because Kimbo, when he started fighting with professionals, he exposed that he really wasn't that good of a fighter. No, I'm a professional. I want you to go get the best of the best, and whether they want a street brawl with no holes barred, or they want Marcus of Queensbury rules inside of a ring, bring them here, and whatever their pleasure, I will defeat them right before your very ears. Welcome back, everybody. 844-551-8255. So I talked about the deaths that are occurring around this country, and it's not death from Wu flu. And despite what these people are telling you about the infection rates and you super spreaders who are unvaccinated and not even sick, you want to know how I know you're not sick? Because you're not acting sick. Oh, Kevin, you don't always know when you're sick. Neither do those vaccinated people, but here's what we know about them. They are getting injected with a virus to get them sick, and the virus is supposed to stop them from understanding that they're sick. So who's really walking around probably sick and sloughing off this disease into the air? Very simple answer. The vaccinated. I'll go more into more detail later, but before I get into that, I want to tell you, what's killing more people on the day-to-day? You think in big cities like Baltimore, Cleveland, Chicago, St. Louis, who do you think that black folks are more worried about? You think they're worried about getting a shot and protecting themselves from the Wu flu, or do you think they're worried about getting shot? And I'm not talking about medically. I just gave you the numbers. Baltimore, outrageous numbers. What does the mayor want to do? The city attorney? What all the different leaders? What do they want to do? Nothing. You can't arrest everybody and think that that's going to solve all your problems and stuff. Perhaps. But how about you arrest some of the really bad guys? Do you think they don't know who they are? Do you think the mayor of Baltimore doesn't know who the shot caller is in every neighborhood, and that shot caller hasn't met with the mayor off the record? You think the police chief doesn't know who the biggest criminals are in that city? Right. Anyway, here's another set of deaths that you're not going to hear much about. This came from Vox.com. Driving is the most dangerous thing most Americans do every day. Virtually every American knows someone who's been injured in a car crash, and each year cars kill about as many people as guns and severely injure millions. It's a public health crisis in any year, and somehow the scamdemic has only made it more acute. Even as Americans have been driving less in the past year or so, car crash deaths, including occupants of vehicles and pedestrians, have surged. Did you hear what I said? You're driving less, you're in captivity, yet car deaths and injuries of both vehicles occupants and pedestrians have surged. Cars killed 42,060 people in 2020, up from 39,107 in 2019. Did you even believe that? That cars have double the number of supposed flu deaths every year, and those numbers mimic the legitimate WHO flu deaths. It's an estimate from the National Safety Council. So they say the NSC's numbers are typically higher than those reported by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, because the NSC includes car deaths in private spaces like driveways and parking lots, and it counts deaths that occur up to a year after a crash. Good for them. See, I talk about this all the time. I say, and I give you numbers for Chicago, you know, 6 people killed, 17 injured, or 43 injured, or whatever it is. What do you think happens to those 43 injured? In a month or so, a couple of them die. In 6 months, another one might die. But we stop counting because they no longer exist in the system. But I'm telling you, as compared to WHO flu, the crime rate in major cities and car deaths, easily a bigger deal. The number of teenagers who get killed in cars, I guarantee you, is more than the number of teenagers who got killed by this dreaded WHO flu virus. But the Gestapo-controlled media doesn't want you to know that, neither does social media, because those are the facts.
Jackson Radio Show.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders say the working class will have to pay for the infrastructure and social safety net spending bills. House Republicans, including Minority Whip Steve Scalise, believe that Americans who make less than $400,000 a year are already dealing with the rising cost of everyday needs.
Gasoline's up over 40%. When you go to the grocery store, you're paying 30 or 40% more. If you want to buy a new appliance for your house, you're going to wait months and months and still pay a higher cost for it.
In a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley and General Kenneth McKenzie of the Central Command confirmed that President Biden got their advice regarding leaving 2,500 troops behind in Afghanistan. President Biden said during a previous interview that no military advisors recommended leaving troops in place. USA Radio News. An attorney for Gabby Petito's family is issuing a plea to her missing fiancé.
For Brian, we're asking you to turn yourself in to the FBI or the nearest law enforcement agency.
Richard Stafford adding Brian Laundrie's family didn't help them find Petito, and they won't help them find him. Petito was killed on a cross-country trip with Laundrie, who disappeared after returning home to Florida alone. Petito's body was later found in Wyoming. A funeral taking place in New York on Sunday for Petito. An execution is set to take place in Texas tonight. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A Texas inmate faces execution Tuesday evening for fatally stabbing two Houston-area brothers during a robbery in 1991. Rick Rhodes was condemned for killing Charles and Bradley Allen. The brothers were killed less than a day after Rhodes had been released on parole.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists have created a jacked up America. I want you to understand something. As you follow along in this story, tell me where I go off the road, okay? By the way, welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So, we got the Chinese who created a bioweapon. Now, it is a bioweapon that's been created in Wuhan, China, that the left do not want to investigate. That's what I heard. They don't want to find out the origins. They pretended that it's like Hillary Clinton says, what difference does it make? It killed a very small percentage of the population, but it has infected almost everybody. So let's play conspiracy theorists for just a bit, just for a thought exercise. How many could have been killed if this virus had been more virulent? How many? Now that we've mapped the human genome and we can create pretty much whatever we want in the form of a human being or modify them, what's to stop any country from creating the top humans? Is this a possibility? I don't have the answer. I have not slept at a Holiday Inn Express recently, but I'm just saying, if I were a person who mapped the human genome, I know exactly where every piece of you comes from. This is what is your impulse. This is what is your intellect. This is whatever. And I mapped it. This is your physicality and so on. And I know I can alter it to whatever I choose. I don't know about you. But if they said to me, Kevin, if I had the ability to make my kids smarter than yours and better athletes than yours and more well-adjusted personality-wise, etc., what do you think I would do? You think I'd leave it to chance? I know, man. Y'all are saying, but Kev, you got those great genes. Your chances are pretty good, man. You're a good athlete. You're smart. Yeah. I'm all that in a bag of chips. Fries do come with this shake. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I could pick and choose and make my kids the brightest kids and the best athletes across the board, whoops, please. I'm here to tell you, conservatives, I love you, but my kids would be rock stars. Okay, you have the ability to say, I want my kid to be an amazing musician, be able to play 10 instruments, speak 10 languages. I don't know why 10 is the match. 7 languages. Let's not go too crazy, okay? Speak 7 languages, play, have athleticism that where they could outrun Usain Bolt and, you know, hit a tennis ball 210 miles an hour, throw a baseball 115. Are you kidding? I would be master manipulator. A little bit here and a bit over here. Voila! And while that kid is dominating whatever they dominate, I'd say, okay, now I want to have, you know, the next generation. I mean, this is the movie Limitless on steroids. You know, this is the ability to give somebody a pill and they learn all the things they could possibly learn. Have you seen Lawnmower Man, where they mess with this dolt's mind and he becomes the brightest guy and ends up becoming the actual grid? I mean, and there have been other movies made like this. Are you freaking kidding me? Yes. Yes, I hate to admit it. I would succumb. And I'm going to tell you, I think many of you would as well. Oh, I know there's some conservative out there, Kevin. I'll tell you what, man. Whatever the good Lord gives me, that's what I'll take for my kid. Okay, great. I have no problem with you accepting what the good Lord gives you. But if the good Lord gave me the intellect to design my kids, and, oh, by the way, I would put them in there as always love dad and mom. You know, I can manipulate genes where my kids are very accommodating to their parents. I mean, well, I don't know what potential I have, but I'm just telling you this. If I could do it, I absolutely would. See, that's the elixir of power. And that's why there are many people that look at this ethically and they go, come on, man. I mean, even the pastors would do this. The Pope would do, not that he could have any kids. But, you know, you get where I'm going. I know you do. Hollywood has many films, folks, about superhumans. And I'm not just talking about Marvel Comics. I'm talking about they create these people. I don't know if X-Men is probably Marvel, but they create people that are bigger than life. Because being bigger than life, look, Usain Bolt runs, and I use him as an example because we all know who he is. This dude runs a 9.5 second 100 meters. In my lifetime, I never thought that would happen. But he can do that. But you know what? He's not enough. He's not enough. Tom Brady could win 50 Super Bowls and be playing in the Super Bowl till he's 80, and somebody will be, but we can design something better. You know, we're always looking for this artificial way to do something. I mean, steroids. Just imagine Usain Bolt on steroids. What is he capable of? How high is a person capable of? Have you seen videos of what the human body can do? Seriously. Superhuman feats. One of my friends, it bends metal. He can tear a phone book, and he bends metal. He can bend pipes and pennies with his fingers. And he's a very, I mean, he's a bit of a redneck. I mean, he doesn't look like he's that big of a deal. But think about it. This guy can bend a pipe. And you can give that pipe to dudes that can bench press 500 pounds, and they can't move it a fraction. This guy takes it and curls it into piece. I mean, it's fascinating to watch. So these people exist, and people can tap into the human genome and create these super body people. That's amazing to me. And you think the Chinese aren't working on this? What about the Iranians? The naivete you have to possess to understand, I mean, and I don't know to what degree these knucklehead leftists understand it, but the science that is involved in understanding and mapping the human genome and modifying your DNA, making you somebody you are not. I mean, literally changing your biology, your chemistry, and people are like, well, it's okay. They thought. But we're the stupid ones. The people who say, look, I don't want that shot. Look, I get it. Modern science is slowly but surely giving us the ability to live longer. Nanoparticles are attacking specific blood, specific cancer cells, for example, things like this. But how much do you trust with all, look, I don't know how, if people really understand the chemistry involved in your body, the trillions of operations that happen simultaneously, even as I sit here speaking, and all of the sensations that are in every part of my skin. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm talking like an Italian with my hands and stuff right now. You can't see me, but I am. And all that it takes for my mind to be thinking about what I'm going to say, my lips are just a little bit, what do you call it when you know, like you can't get spit I'm not nervous or anything. I'm dehydrated a bit, and the water's too far for me to reach. But and all I'm thinking about, all these different things, I'm taking in my sensory perceptions with my eyes. I'm hearing my own sound. I'm hearing other sounds that, you know, that probably shouldn't be in the room. But anyway, I'm hearing those sounds too from my producers, and they're breathing. These guys have to breathe. Oh God, could you just quit breathing? I can hear you breathing. They could probably hear you breathing. It's a directional mic, so maybe you guys can't hear them breathing, but they're all like lusting, you know, like lusty teens over there. But anyway, you get my point. All these processes, every single part of your body responding differently as I sit here in my chair in front of my studio computer, my microphone and all this, and all these thoughts are coming in, and all my body is having to function simultaneously and keep me alive. And the science can say, okay, Kevin, we're going to take care of that problem you got in your right foot, you know, this, that, and the other. It's very appealing to think that there's something that could center in on it. I remember when I took Doane's pills, and they said Doane's pills are for backaches. And I go, how could they give you a pill that you take, it is supposed to be alleviate pain, and it knows, I'm only going to alleviate the pain in his back. I don't know that you could get that specific, but maybe you can. But we're putting all this faith in medicines and in cures, and we're working with people who are our enemies. And I'm going to tell you, forget the countries, China and Iran and wherever else, and what they're, the Russians, what they may be working on. There are a group of elitists, and you would have to be naive to think otherwise, who are trying to figure out how to use all of this technology to better themselves. It's like I said when I saw that movie Limitless. If you had a pill that could give you unlimited mental or physical prowess, who would you give it to? You think about that during the break, because I'm going to tell you, if you think that they're going to make that pill available to everybody, you're insane.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The fight against this WuFlu nonsense, WuFlu nonsense, must continue, but we're winning battles. And this story that comes out of Michigan, this article happens to be from Zero Hedge, but you can find it all over. And the title is Michigan Governor Whitmer bans mask vax mandates as the polls crash. In her reelection fight looks grim. Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, early on distinguished herself as a pandemic hypocrite, demanding severe lockdowns of her citizens slash subjects while exempting her family and herself. Her husband was caught boating when she had forbidden ordinary Michiganders to do the same, and she was caught traveling to Florida, violating her own proclamations. Resentment has grown. And not even an FBI informant-led bogus kidnapping plot has enough to keep her poll strong as she faces re-election in November of 2022. Mary Chastain of Legal Insurrection spotted Whitmer signing legislation that specifically banned the state from enforcing mask mandates and vaccine passports. Whitmer and Michigan State legislator agreed on a budget. This is no ordinary budget because it bans mask mandates and vaccine passports. She and the state legislator agreed on a budget proposal that included language banning health officials from enforcing mask mandates in schools and in preventing state public agencies from enforcing vaccines on employees or customers. Now, this is big because, as I set up with earlier, she was completely for vaccine and lockdowns and the whole deal. They said the director or local health official shall not issue or enforce any orders or other directives that require an individual in this state who is under the age of 18 to wear a face mask or face covering. I don't even think they should do it for anybody over 18, personally. But it's a step in the right direction. They said the reason for Whitmer's reversal is not hard to figure out. The polls. She's 6 points behind the former Detroit police chief, James Craig, who they said notably kept the peace as Minneapolis and other cities were burning. Michigan wasn't. Detroit wasn't. So that's just a start. Now, what else is going on in the way of Wu Flu? Well, before we get into it, I'm going to ask you this question. And I doubt you've seen this, but it's so amazing that I want to check. And if you haven't, you need to find it. There's a chart of countries who give ivermectin versus those who gave Wu Flu vaccines. And what's stunning is what works and what doesn't. The countries that gave ivermectin have practically no Wu Flu. The countries that gave the booster are soaring in Wu Flu, as well as new deaths related to the vaccines. Ivermectin, safe, effective, nobody dying from it, nothing. And the chart is astounding to look at. If you were to look at the science of that data, and you wouldn't make the conclusion that we need to scrap all this BS with these pharmaceutical companies and merely give these people who may or may not get the Wu Flu ivermectin, which I'm hearing it's even a good preventative. But here's what it goes on to say. Gibraltar has had a 99% vaccination rate since June the 1st. The consequence has been a 2,500% increase in COVID cases. As the vaccine is useless, why the push for mandatory vaccination and COVID passports? It makes no public health sense. Now, I'm skipping ahead in this article, which, by the way, was at paulcraigroberts.org. It says, the massive outbreak of new COVID cases in most vaccinated countries The massive outbreak of new COVID cases in the most vaccinated countries, Israel, 84%, Iceland, 95%, Gibraltar, 99%, has made it completely clear that the mRNA vaccine does not protect against COVID infection. Fauci, a lifelong shield for pharma, Big Pharma, is delighted. His solution to the failure of the vaccine, which he says is not a vaccine, is more vaccine. Booster shots are needed, he says, every 5 to 8 months to keep COVID at bay. In other words, profits forever for Big Pharma. The rollout of COVID-19 booster shots will rely on an honor system. This is another part of the article that I found interesting. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it will require the honor system. He says, as the White House announced, the jabs would be available to millions of Pfizer recipients as early as that particular afternoon. And they said, as of today, up to 20 million Americans can get their booster shots. He says, we are preparing and we are hitting the ground running to get booster shots in the arm. However, what they're now saying, you don't even know where to go. I'm just telling you. Now they're saying, don't give the booster shots. And you want to know why they're telling you that? Because they don't want this consequence of the 2,500% daily increase in COVID cases, because that's what's happening with these boosters. And the other part is, they say the boosters aren't even working. This is such a cluster. And it's frustrating, very frustrating. Now, they've used this whole COVID thing and who gets what as a political football. So what did DeSantis do? Florida governor arranged for a shipment of the new monoclonal antibody medication to treat the sick people of Florida because Biden rationed it. Joey Demento is punishing the states like Florida and Texas in what could potentially save lives because he doesn't like the way they handled it. They didn't toe the line. So, but what DeSantis did, and you gotta love him, by the way, I'll be with him on November the 5th. He got a shipment of 3,000 doses of the drug, this monoclonal antibody, produced by GlaxoSmithKline. And it was a direct response to Biden's rationing. He says that's showing that we're going to leave no stone unturned. And if there's somebody that needs monoclonal antibody treatment, we're going to work hard to get it to them. Now, one dose of this drug, it's called sotrovimab, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, sotrovimab, cost approximately $2,100. Now, as much as I like that DeSantis is doing this, and I think it's the right thing to do, I think the governor's saying, we don't have to rely on the Fed. If you want to help, great. We send you enough money, you should want to help. But if you don't, we'll take care of it ourselves. This is why I tell people all the time, if I ever did run for politics, and I won't, I would want to be a governor or I'd want to be the president. Those are the only roles I would take. Anything else, and you're the subject of somebody else. Somebody else is your boss. And I can be led by a good leader, but in politics, there is no good leader. No offense against Ted Cruz, DeSantis, and all the other guys that I've talked that I admire. But in terms of leadership, I haven't seen it in any politician in quite some time, with the exception of Trump. Anyway, going on, he says DeSantis blasted the Biden administration for withholding other antibody treatments that could potentially save lives. And he says, we were going to be able to use that sotrovimab to bridge some of the gaps that are going to be developing as a result of the Biden administration dramatically cutting medications to the state of Florida. Now, here's what I want to point out. While people are potentially dying in Florida, certainly they need the medicine. There's a want for it, at the very least. Joe Biden is shipping this vaccine. If he believes it to be a cure, he's shipping the cures to all these other countries, and he's not doing something to help American citizens. Now, we all know what's par for the course here. We all know that the Democrats will use the constituents as political fodder, and that's what they're trying to do here. That's why this move by DeSantis is so powerful. As they say, according to the New York Times, Florida, along with six other southern states, was consuming 70% of the federal government supply of the antibody drug Regeneron. In response, the Biden administration began rationing the treatments due to a national shortage. It's not yet clear whether other states will follow Florida's example and purchase antibody treatments directly from the manufacturer. Well, I don't know what this stuff should cost. I don't know the details around it. But I do know this. It shouldn't be rationed. I don't believe any state should have priority over anybody else. I think that it should be, based on either allocation of population, same way we partition representatives. Or I think that Ron DeSantis was right to say, you know what, do what you want with other people, but Florida is going to save lives. But anyway, let's cut to the chase. Did Biden ration medicines? I don't know. The rumor is he did. And if he did, and it cost whatever lives that it cost, is he willing to be okay with that? Short answer is, yes, he is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.